AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 3,700 people are now known dead after Saturday's 7.8 earthquake in Nepal. Tens of thousands of families have been sleeping outdoors, afraid of the continuing aftershocks. Dr. Sandesh Dahal is there.
Because of the severe sequence of the aftershocks, most of the people, they are very afraid of getting into their houses. So they are living in this open area.
The quake triggered the avalanche on Mount Everest that killed 18 people. Here at home, there'll be a funeral this morning in Baltimore for 25-year-old Freddie Gray, the black man who suffered spinal injuries and died in police custody. Among the thousands expected to attend will be an aide to President Obama. Pastor Jamal Bryant expects his church to be packed. Steve Coleman reports.
At a Sunday service attended by Gray's family, Pastor Jamal Bryant said,
"We got these elected officials scrambling around because they wanted to keep undercover the spirit of corruption that's been in this city. But can I tell you, the lights are now on."
Bryant also condemned the violence that erupted Saturday night during what began as a peaceful demonstration. Some 34 people were arrested, according to Baltimore police, and six officers sustained minor injuries. I'm Steve Coleman.
We'll hear opening statements today in the trial of James Holmes, the man who opened fire in a Colorado movie theater almost 3 years ago. He killed 12 people and wounded 70 more. The key question at trial is whether he was insane at the time. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers begin making their case today that he should be spared the death penalty. Gas prices are up 13 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.58 a gallon. This is according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. This is AP Radio News. Did you see ABC's interview with Bruce Jenner on Friday night? It got massive ratings. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Nielsen says just under 17 million people watched ABC and heard Jenner say,
"For all intents and purposes, I am a woman."
The audience was the biggest for a non-sports show on a Friday since 2003. Friday is usually a light night for TV viewing. Jenner also was a big topic on social media.
"Have an open mind and an open heart. I'm not this bad person. I'm just doing what I have to do."
Nielsen Social estimates 972,000 tweets were sent following the broadcast about the Jenner interview. I'm Ed Donahue.
The big winners at the daytime Emmys were General Hospital and The Young and the Restless. Best drama series was a twofer. The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives shared the honors. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.